From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama says if the conflicting parties in Syria halt all violence as agreed, it could be a first step towards ending the chaos. VOA's Zlatica Hoch has more.
President Obama said a cessation of hostilities in Syria is scheduled to start Friday at midnight, but acknowledged that even under the best of circumstances, all violence is not expected to end immediately.
Everybody knows what needs to happen, and that is all parties that are part of this cessation of activities need to end attacks, including aerial bombardment. Humanitarian aid must be allowed to reach areas under siege. And a lot of that is going to depend on whether the Syrian regime, Russia, and their allies live up to their commitments.
Obama said the fight to destroy Islamic State will take time, but he said concerted coalition efforts have weakened the group substantially in the past year. Zlatica Hoch, VOA News, Washington.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is calling for an end to the violence in South Sudan, telling the country's president the government must step in and protect the people.
My message to the leaders of South Sudan is clear. Put peace above politics. Pursue compromise. Overcome obstacles. Establish the transitional government of national unity. And do not delay.
On his fourth trip to Juba on Thursday, Bon also announced the UN is allocating $21 million in protection and relief funds for South Sudan. Rebel leader Riek Machar and President Salva Kiir signed a peace deal in August, agreeing to run a unity government for 30 months before holding elections. Although after this, fighting still continues in the country. This is VOA.